Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Hello and welcome to Opinionated Marketers with myself, Charles Nixon, and Kieran Kapoor of the Cambridge Marketing College. We were debating earlier on about how we should approach the issues that are in front of us. And I was saying that we probably need to take much more of a positive view about the fact that every crisis gives an opportunity, whether it happens to be Brexit in the various forms, whether it happens to be the pandemic, obviously with its sad side. But there are issues about changes in the adoption of whether it's technology or new working practices. And I think this reinforces for us the issue that planning, whether it's marketing planning or strategic planning, has a role which is often underplayed. And I think it's important that we see every crisis as an opportunity. What do you think, Kieran?
Well, as you know, I'm in admiration, not from a political point of view, but from the way the UK government has managed to switch the story at the moment about the fuel supply crisis and the fact that we know that Christmas could be impacted by supply chain problems, by saying it's not our fault, mates, it's all down to business. And apparently it's been reported in various press articles that cabinet ministers are absolutely fuming that business is blaming the government for this, because clearly it's all down to business's lack of planning.
I
don't want to make a political point, but I know that you agree. So, OK, you tell me why you agree and then I'm going to tell you why I really disagree.
Well, basically, businesses run their own activities and they should appraise themselves of what is going forward. It's what we've taught for decades, what every MBA course teaches and what every business school tells you. Look at what's going on around you and likely to have a trend for the next 5 or so years and react to it now. Plan now. These things take time. Brexit was actually decided in 2016. Interestingly enough, we at the college held a big roundtable dinner to discuss it and came out with the conclusion there were so many opportunities that came from it. I mean, yes, there may be shortages in the short term. Let's say Christmas, there may not be enough turkeys. It's a brilliant opportunity for those poultry farmers who sell pheasants and sell partridges. It's an opportunity for other suppliers to come up and say, no, try something new. We talk about innovation all the time. Now is the time to innovate. I put something up during the week and got quite a lot of comments about it, which was about the fact you need to continue to innovate, especially in a crisis. The discussion about going back to what it used to be like is a certain lame one, on the basis that, you know, you would accept that we are fossilized and will not change. We do need to see that there are opportunities in every crisis.
On the whole, I agree with you on the opportunity of the crisis. I adamantly disagree that all that businesses could necessarily have prepared for what the type of Brexit that we ended up having. Again, I'm not making a political point, but we did not know until relatively recently the sort of levels of paperwork and the impact that it was going to have. There was lots of talk back in 2016 about a soft Brexit or a hard Brexit. And the government argument that it's all about we've got drunk on a low wage economy, you could argue is also free market forces, and free market forces are what has been encouraged.
I think the latter is an interesting one, because the former, yes, you're right, the actual negotiations didn't really get concluded until 2019, and we had a grace period which was not long enough. But even with the grace period, many businesses did not respond very quickly. We can all recall the overhead signs on the motorways, check your documentation requirements, which went on for months, and many companies didn't. And the wider aspects of, you know, the fact that Brexit would bring about a end to free movement of people, goods, etc., was a given, and therefore some degree of contingency and indeed perhaps scenario planning might have been useful in terms of the nature of the business that you had at the time. The element, I think, of looking at opportunities is always there. there are always new elements that we can find.
Okay, that's all very well, Charles, but you know, you and I have both run a small business. We're quite busy on the day to day usually, and we have had a little thing called a pandemic as well. And I know that through the pandemic, we were all being bombarded constantly with rule changes, no matter what industry you were in. It's not necessarily a surprise that rules change, though I would challenge why Whitehall had an ability to always drop something on the Saturday evening of a bank holiday weekend on the education sector, so that we then lost our weekend as we tried to work out what the hell we were supposed to do. But there were a lot of other things going on, and we're still not quite certain how things are going to plan out. So you do end up with a problem with strategic planning of going, well, actually, I don't know how people are going to feel. I'm still not quite sure whether people want to go back, for example, to face-to-face classes or to remain in the virtual world. And any events company will tell you that they are having the same issues. So I do wonder, when we talk about planning, if actually we need to start reducing the planning horizons, because we've always taught that they should be 3 to 5 years. Well, maybe they should be shorter than that.
I think you've got a very good point. I think two aspects. Firstly, if you don't know what the future looks like, your view, because you are in that particular sector, is probably as good as anybody else's in that sector, and certainly probably as good as anybody in government. So you need to do scenario planning. You need to think about, it could go this way, or it could go that way, or indeed, you know, there may be multiple opportunities that you think are credible. And you need to do some contingency planning so that if it goes one way or the other, you know what it is that you're going to do and how you're going to do it. It does take time. It's not a major amount of time, dependent, obviously, on the degree to which the change is fundamental. But I think it is important to do that contingency planning and that scenario planning. I think the element of timescales is very interesting. Certainly for most of the end of the last century, 1970s, 80s, and to some degree 90s, it was seen as being a period which was volatile. I think Drucker came up with managing in turbulent times. Yeah. And it was understood that change was required. But it would be a time to come about. We weren't really used to the rapid levels of changes that we have now. So 3 to 5 years was considered a reasonable timescale. Now we can have some fairly dramatic changes fairly quickly. So we may well need to look at things like 18 months to 3 years as one set of planning, and 5 to maybe 10 years as another set of planning, some of which is perhaps done on an annual basis and some which is perhaps done every 3 years or so. But all I would say is that reinforces the need to plan rather than reducing the need to plan.
Interesting. I mean, I think there is also an element of tactical planning. And I think that's an area that gets overlooked, that in fact, you have to be able to operationally plan on a tactical level because things are changing on a micro level quite quickly. Strategic planning, yes, I think my own view has always been that 3 years was probably a better time horizon than five, because you always end up in a sort of, well, not really quite sure. And most of the 5 year plans I've read tend to have an element of not just guesswork, but with sort of hopefulness about them. It will be
thinking
like this because we want it to be. Yeah, wishful thinking is a good phrase. This does bring me back to my absolute favourite marketoonist cartoon on strategic planning, which we'll tweet out, which talks about strategic planning being guess, hunch. This could happen, that could happen, maybe, maybe not. Who the hell knows? Next year. And I think that is very much how a lot of us do our planning. I'm always much happier with planning done on the back of an envelope, where I actually think the work has gone into the thinking, than when I go somewhere and they give me this beautifully bound document of here is our 5 year plan, which tells me that there's been more wishful thinking and more time spent on producing a beautiful plan than possibly on thinking through the scenarios.
I couldn't agree with you more. The element of an academic plan stuck on a shelf is a waste of time. However you do the planning, do it and have at least gone through the mental process. The process of thinking about the future is as much important as writing it down.
And we've finished on an agreement, Charles.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content.
From Cambridge Marketing College.